Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Stand if you found scripture tonight. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that my servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor has come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. And he said, Go borrow the vessels abroad of all the neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. Praise God. May be seated tonight. Hallelujah. Got a little bit of that echo again, sister. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I want you to turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 4, and I'm just going to read one scripture there. The Bible said in verse 6, My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Amen. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Could I say ignorance brings darkness and death? Amen. I'm going somewhere just for a moment. Amen. Ignorance brings darkness and it brings death. But illumination, hallelujah, brings light and it brings direction. Hallelujah. Amen. Ignorant is not bliss, but it is bondage. Amen. He said, My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Amen. The Bible tells us that we are to study to show ourselves approved to God. Amen. I believe that we should study the Word of God. And I hit a little bit of that this morning. Amen. I believe every Christian should study it with all integrity. Amen. Not just read it, but study God's Word. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot have faith without what you do not know. Amen. Amen. I feel like God wants to help us. Amen. This sermon tonight is going to go right just the way the order of service has fell out tonight. Amen. You cannot have faith for what you do not know. You cannot believe without information. You can hope, but you cannot exercise faith on what you do not know. Amen. Amen. But what we do know, we can exercise faith. Amen. Faith is information. Amen. That's why I said my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Amen. If you want knowledge and you want faith, amen, all you got to do is open the book and God will give you the knowledge to have the faith to what you need to believe. Amen. Can I get an amen tonight? Amen. You cannot hope, but you cannot exercise faith without information. God doesn't expect you to believe something, amen, that He hasn't revealed to us. And the way He reveals it to us is through the precious blood of, amen, the precious word of the God's gospel. Amen. We have been, amen, shown the light by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But once it comes from God's Word, your faith, amen, mixes and you grab a hold of it, and now you have a foundation for faith to be exercised. Amen. And I want to preach just for a little bit. I borrowed this text, amen, the title, amen, but that's all right. I want to preach on a miracle is looking for a vessel. A miracle is looking for a vessel. The miracles has been preached everywhere. The miraculous has been taught everywhere among us. Amen. Could I say there's a hunger and there's a yearning coming
coming from our hearts. Amen. But can I say, before it comes to our hearts, it comes from God's hearts first. Amen. If we hunger and thirst after righteousness, amen, we shall be filled. Amen. He gave us the gospel to preach. Amen. He gave us anointing to be anointed with. Amen. And we can have such blessings upon us. Amen. But we first of all got to have a hunger. Amen. Can I get somebody to back me up tonight? Amen. If you want the Holy Ghost, if you want the moving of God, amen, you're first of all, you're going to have a hunger for it. Amen. Amen. And people are no longer hungry for the things of God any longer. Amen. We need that hunger, Brother Aaron, burning down deep in our heart. Amen. If we're ever going to have a revival at the end of this month, we're going to have a hungry heart. Amen. That says, God, amen, I want you no matter the cost. Amen. I'm willing to push back the plate. I'm willing to pray another hour. Amen. If you just pour out your blessing upon me. Amen. The miracle is looking for a vessel. This world has come and knocked upon our church's doors. And the world and the spirit of the world is trying to turn our daughters, amen, into wrong, immoral lifestyle. Amen. Could I just preach a little bit here? Amen. The spirit of the world has come for our children. Amen. They come against them. Amen. Moms and dads, amen, you may not realize it, but them children fight battles, amen, that you and I never fought, amen, when we were in high school. Amen. They didn't fight. They fight different battles. It's the same devil. Amen. But still, they fight the battles. Amen. Can I be plain just for a little bit? It's this world, the spirit of the world, is trying to turn our daughters, amen, into immoral lifestyles. Amen. Amen. It's okay to get pregnant, amen, because you got a doctor, amen, that will let you, allow you to abort that baby. Amen. There's nobody to answer to. I'm talking about the world now. Amen. But the spirit of the world is trying to sneak into our churches and trying to grab a hold of our young ladies. Amen. 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 That's why we don't believe in dressing ways that are suggestive to young men. Amen. Because the spirit of the world, amen, even though our children are saved, the spirit of the world still attacks them. Amen. That don't matter. Amen. Brother Drew, if you're not careful, the spirit of the world will attack you. Amen. The things of the world will look good and appetizing to you. Amen. And amen. My little boy, Zach, he's just young and he don't understand. But the spirit of the world can grab a hold of his heart. Amen. But I want a miracle. I said, I want a miracle. Amen. We're coming after my sons. We're coming after our offspring. Amen. The world is trying to take our kids and trying to turn them to drug addicts. Amen. I heard a statistic the other day. Amen. About 6th and 7th graders who are hooked to prescription pills. Amen. I'm telling you, it's terrible. Amen. Children are being turned into drug addicts. Amen. My only one time in high school. Amen. I only seen drugs one time. Amen. Through my whole 4 years of high school. Amen. But dare say you go in the local high school, amen, it may not be marijuana, amen, but it might be some pill that they're trying to sell. Amen. Even in our churches, at youth camps, people are trying to slip things through. Amen. People are doing things. Amen. The spirit of the world is trying to turn our children into drug addicts. Amen. Turn our children into lovers of rock and roll. Amen. Turn our children into lovers of Western music. Amen. Country music, could I say? Amen. Amen. Rock gospel music. Amen. If you've got it in your home, you need to trash it. Amen. Anything that makes you want to jib and jive, amen, you need to get rid of it. Amen. If they don't want to make you shout, amen, you need to get rid of it. Amen. Hallelujah. The spirit of the world, amen, is knocking at our door. The creditor has come. Amen. This woman came to Elijah and Elisha here. Amen. And she realized, amen, if I don't pay this debt, they're going to take my children away from me. Amen. The creditor had come and is wanting to take our next generation. But we're looking for a miracle.
We're looking for a demonstration. We need a miracle. Nothing less of the supernatural human intervention is going to, even but the Spirit of God is only going to save our children. Even moms and dads, you need to pray that your children get full of the Holy Ghost. Even not just a one-time experience, but something that will last, something that will keep, and something that will take them through to the rest of their years. Amen, Brother Zach. It's not just a one-time deal. Amen. We got to keep it, Brother Ryan. Amen. Get a hunger. Get a thirst after righteousness. Amen. We need a miracle. But the miracle is looking for a vessel. Amen. Naaman needs healing. But he's got water. Oh, hallelujah. Lazarus needs a resurrection. But God needs some stone movers. Amen. Lepers need to be cleansed, but lepers has got legs to go see the priest. Amen. We need the vessels of God to be full, but we've got legs to go and do something for God. And many people are saying, Lord, here I am. Use me if you want to. Amen. But we're going to have a hunger after God. Amen. If you don't listen to anything I say tonight, your hunger is what will get you the miracle that you need. Amen. Can I say the oil is not the problem? Amen. The man of God said, what do you have in your house? Amen. What do you got in your house? Amen. That's the first step. Amen. The miracle starts. Amen. We got to find out what we got in the house that God can use for a miracle. Amen. Or could I put it this way? What do you have in your house that's preventing the miracle from God from sending it to you? Can I be pastor just for a little bit? Amen. I believe it's time, amen, to click on the favorite list and start wiping things off. Amen. It's time to get in your video cabinets if you've got it and start throwing things in the trash. Amen. It's time, amen, to get your nose in God's book and out of Facebook. Amen. All that trash is trying to pollute everything. Amen. You say, Brother Connor, you're preaching wrong. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, it's doing more damage than it's doing good. It's causing more distractions, and we're trying to have revival. And if we're going to have revival, amen, I say let's clean house. Amen. Let's allow God to help us. Amen. We become so carnally minded that we can't do nothing anymore until we please the old flesh. Well, praise God. Amen. Our houses ought to be houses of prayer. Our homes ought to be places of worship. Our homes ought to be places of dignity. Amen. There ought to be honor amongst our children to their parents. Amen. Zach, pay attention. Hallelujah. Amen. People are living in messes for homes. Amen. Busted up homes. Squalling and bawling and fussing and cussing. Amen. With everybody. Amen. There's always a fight going on. Amen. I know people right in my own family. Amen. Even in my wife's family. They cannot get along because they're always fighting amongst themselves. Amen. That's a terrible way to live. And there's people that say they're Christians. They do more fighting than they do praising one another. Well, hallelujah. That ought to be that way in God's house, in God's children's houses. Amen. People are living in terrible homes. Amen. They don't hardly have a house of prayer. They come to church, and when the preacher begins to preach, they're wanting the preacher to turn on the crank. Amen. So he can get everything going for them. Amen. And the preacher's doing all he can to try to get everything right. Amen. Amen. They leave their messes. They come to church, and they go back to their messes. What is that? Amen. God is wanting miracles to take place right in the homes of men and women. Amen. He's wanting miracles to take place. But the miracle is looking for a vessel. I said the miracle is looking for a vessel. Amen. I want to tell you this, that Noah had an altar before he had a home. You're not going to be able to build your home without an altar. People are building nice homes, but they have no altars in them. And their houses are going to fall. Amen. We need a miracle. Amen. This woman came to the man of God. Amen. For direction. And the man of God told him, Brother Jimmy, go her. He said, go and borrow some vessels.
Even you that resist the preacher, even you're pathetic and you're in trouble, because if you resist the preacher, you're going to miss the miracle. Amen. But the men of God told her, go and borrow some vessels. Amen. That's a hard task to ask for a lot of people. And sometimes even a little task by saying, if you want help, all you got to do is come and get it. And sometimes we make the small things so hard in our life. Amen. But the men of God told her, Brother Aaron, go and borrow some vessels.
Well, amen. Amen. God has chosen through the foolishness of preaching, amen, to save them that believe. Amen. People don't want preachers telling them to do nothing. Amen. Could I say Jesus was a preacher? Amen. Jesus preached the gospel. Amen. Submit yourself to them that are over you, for they watch for your soul. Amen. And they give an answer for you. Amen. What would your answer be, amen, of the preacher if God was to ask about you? Amen. Last night before we went to bed, our kids were in the living room and they were imitating people who knew how to shout. So we just sat down and had a good time. How's Brother So-and-so shout? They said, how's Brother Britt shout? My little boy said, well, glory! Somebody said, well, how's Brother Joseph Snow shout? And little Natalie got up here. I said, how'd you shout, Daddy? And Zachary showed him how I shouted. What would your answer be of you if they said, how do certain so-and-so shout? What would their imitation of you be? Amen. Hallelujah. We need a miracle, church. We need a miracle. Hallelujah. The preacher gave her direction. People don't want the preacher doing nothing. Amen. But I don't want to have a stinking spirit. I don't want to have a resentful, even resistful and arrogant spirit that says, I know everything. No, I don't know everything. That's why I have my hands raised. That's why I've got my ears open to the Word of God. That's why I love preaching, Brother Aaron, amen, because I want my knowledge to be increased. Amen. When I'm in the presence of God, amen, and the light comes on, I'm understanding what the Word of God says. Amen. I'm getting new gold nuggets from the Lord. I'm getting good truths, amen, that will help me if I can just get in the presence of God. I need every bit of preaching that I can hear. Amen. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing of the Word of God. And could I say, faith cometh by preaching. Hallelujah. Faith doesn't come from a gospel singing. Faith doesn't come from a concert. No. Amen. King Saul had a musician and he had a preacher. Amen. And who did he choose? He chose the musician. And look where he got. He got into trouble. Even if he'd have chose the old prophet, he would have found himself in a better place. I'm not saying it's all totally wrong, amen, to have good music. Amen. But your faith doesn't come from a song. Your faith comes from the Word of God. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 4, amen, Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Amen. Some people never want the preacher until they get all kinds of problems in their life. Preacher, will you pray heaven down? Would you pray for a miracle? Amen. When God was simply just wanting a vessel. Amen. The woman said, all I have is a pot of oil. And the preacher said, that's enough. Hallelujah. That's enough. Amen. Amen. Some of you, you might have less than a pot of oil tonight, and you may feel like you're drained, and you feel like you're almost dry. Amen. But all the Lord needs is a vessel. It don't matter what size it is. Amen. The Lord has the oil. He has the miraculous power. He just needs a place to put it. He just needs a place to put the power of God. Amen. If we'll just make ourselves available to God and say, Lord, here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Amen. He just wanted a place to put the oil in. He just wanted a place to put the anointing in. He just wanted a place to bring the healing. Amen. He's waiting for a vessel. All the Lord needs is a vessel. The Lord has the oil. He has the power. But He's waiting for a place to put it. I don't know about you, but I want Him to put it right here. Hallelujah. I want Him to put it on me, Lord. Amen. Put it in me. Put it in this house, God. Put it in this head. Put it in this mouth. Put it in these hands. Put it in these feet, God. I want my
miracle, but I want Him to have a vessel to pour it into.
Amen. Amen. If you want a miracle, you can help yourself to a miracle. Go get something and find a place to put the oil into. The woman helped God in her miracle. I said that woman helped God in her miracle. You determine the magnitude of your miracle. Oh, yes, we do. Amen. The man of God said, don't borrow a few. Amen. Go get all that you can. Amen. I don't know if she realized what really the man of God was doing. Amen. She wouldn't borrow all she could. Amen. But after the miracle took place, she went back to the man of God. He said, go sell it and pay off your debt. Amen. If she had realized what God was doing, amen, if she would have got all the vessels that she could, she would have never stopped by the James. Amen. If it was me, I'd say, bring the dump trucks in. Amen. I want to fill them full. Amen. I'm going to take all that I can. Amen. We need the vessel. God has got the oil. God's got the supply. But He's looking for some vessels. He's looking for somebody to pour it into. Amen. Anybody want to be a vessel to honor to God tonight? Amen. All you got to do is say, I'm the vessel, Lord. Pour it in on me, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the vessels were not available, the flow stopped. That's it. Done with. And we put our foot down and say no to God. It's done with. The flow has been stopped. Amen. It don't matter if it's a church of 50 or a church of 500 or a church of 1,000. It's always the same few who really gets a desire to seek for God. Why is it? Because other people are not interested, amen, in getting their vessel full. Hallelujah. Not interested in getting their vessel full. But I want a miracle. And I believe tonight that the oil is here. The oil stops, amen, when there's not a place to put it. Amen. You go to the grocery store. You buy groceries. You know what they give you? A bag, a sack to put your groceries into. Well, amen. How would you like to step in the grocery store, amen, and you buy all those groceries and you not get nothing to put it in? How would you like to carry it out to your car with no bag? No sack to put it in. Amen. Amen. The sack is important as the purchase. Amen. That little plastic bag is just as important as all those products that you bought. Amen. If I went to Walmart and bought $100 worth of products and got no bag to put it in, I'd have a rough time getting it out to my vehicle. But I need something to put it in. Amen. I need something to put it in. Hallelujah. I need a place to put the product. Amen. If I ask for a glass of tea, I don't ask for tea. I ask for a glass of tea. Because if I ask for tea, they may pour it in my hands and I'm not a very good vessel in my hands. I ask for a glass of water. I don't make a very good vessel. Amen. Until I ask for a glass of water or a bottle of water. Amen. Amen. Could you imagine trying to order a pepperoni pizza and the deliverer shows up at your front door with cheese and grease running from his fingers, ooey gooey junk? He said, I'm sorry, but we run out of boxes. That little 39-cent piece of cardboard becomes very valuable. Amen. Most of us wouldn't even eat it if somebody else touched it. Amen. Just a place to put it. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, God is just looking for a place to put His power into. He's looking for some dwelling place. He's looking for a place that He can pour out His Spirit. I don't know about you, but I want a place in my heart. I want the Lord to pour out His Spirit on me. I want the Holy Ghost power. Amen. But I gotta be a vessel. Amen. That's willing for the miracle to be poured out in my life. We say, God, give me the power, give me the anointing. And God's saying, give me a vessel. God is wanting a vessel to put His power into. First of all, the vessel's got to be clean. Just not any old vessel will work. You got to have a right vessel. You got to have a pure vessel. A holy vessel. God will pour out His Spirit. And but the Bible says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. And I want to heal Dale Holiness Church to know that we can be part of the prophecy if we'll just have a vessel that God can use. What are you talking about, Brother Connor? Amen. It's simply by obeying God. Amen. And saying, I'm going to step out and obey God and let the Lord have His way. Amen. Brother David, what was you saying? I just want to be a vessel. Amen. God's got the miracle power, but God is looking for some vessels that He can pour it into, Brother Zach. Amen. You got to be willing. You got to be ready. Amen. You got to have a hungry heart for the things of God. Come on, church. Amen. He's looking for somebody. Amen. It might as well be us. It might as well not be the man down the street. Amen. But it might as well be God's people that God pours His Spirit out upon. Stand tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The miracle is looking for a vessel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we just got to do some soul searching. Why, Lord, are you not using us like you're using us? Why is it always stories of the past? And why is it always somebody else? Well, Lord, would you check me out? Would you find out, Lord, how's my vessel tonight? How's my vessel? Could I put it just pretty plain tonight? If you're living off the junk of this world, your hungerness for God is not going to be where it needs to be. If you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, you're watching things you shouldn't be watching. And could I say that spirit has crept in our churches? Little things that we don't call quite wrong anymore. It's crept in our churches. And we wonder why God's not moving like He should. Because our appetite for God is not climbing. It's going down. Sister Lucille Dawson, I mean, I always loved to cook. She cooked good. Boy, I was a good cook. If you went to her house, you better go to her house with an appetite. You better not stop off at McDonald's before you get to her house, because she's going to let you know she's pretty disappointed. She's died and went on to heaven now. Because she prepared a meal all day long just for you. And I remember her telling that story when somebody stopped at McDonald's before they went to her house. And oh, it disappointed her. Because they just took the fork and played in the food. Oh, it's good, Sister Lucille. It's good food. No, it's not, because you're not hungry. And that's just how it is in God's house. Oh, Lord, you've been good to me. I'm hungry for you. And God said, no, you're not. You stopped off the junk store before you came, and you've been feeding yourself on the things of flesh. You can say all you want to that you love God and you want more of God, but how you demonstrate your praise and how you demonstrate your worship is a sign if you're hungry or not. God is looking for a vessel to pour out His Spirit into. I don't know about you, church, but I'm wanting some miracles to take place. And I want some homes to be brought back together. I want the healing power of God to touch people. Amen. I want to see things happen. I want to see people saved. I want to see people delivered from drugs and alcohol. Put their foot on the rock. Amen. I want to see things happen. Amen. But we got to have a vessel that is willing to let God pour out His Spirit upon us. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Hallelujah. How many wants to be a vessel tonight that God can use? Amen. Majority of our hands tonight is raised. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, then we should have the presence of God. Amen. If you want your vessel tonight to be a vessel that God can use, I want you to come to the altar tonight. Ask God to help you to be that vessel that He wants to use. The purpose of the vessel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To hold the Spirit of God. God, to hold the anointing of God in your life. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hungry now for another wave of glory, for it's a fresh touch you that promised could be mine. I'll pull my chair up to your table, Lord. I'm ready now to dine. Here's another empty vessel. Fill it, Lord, another time. Hungry now for another wave of glory. For it's a fresh touch you promised could be mine. I'll pull my chair up to your table, Lord. I'm ready now to dine. Here's another empty vessel. Fill it, Lord, another time. As the multitude that day came together, down by the Sea of Galilee, they all did meet. Oh, I believe a lie as little loaves and fish were. Just one touch, Lord, can multiply the leaves. I'm hungry now for another wave of glory, for it's a fresh touch you have promised could be mine. I'll pull my chair up to your table, Lord. I'm ready now to dine. Here's another empty vessel. Fill it, Lord, another time. I'm hungry now for another wave of glory. For it's a fresh touch you have promised could be mine. My chair up to your table, Lord, I'm ready now to dine. Here's another empty vessel. Fill it, Lord, another time. Hungry now for another wave of glory. For it's a fresh touch you have promised could be mine. I'll pull my chair up to the table, Lord. I'm ready now to dine. Here's another empty vessel. Fill it, Lord, another time. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. With His manna He doth feed, He supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus, the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. church, turn the water into wine, to the hungry call it down, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called unto them, come and dine. The town their hearts desired, bread and fish up on the fire, thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, ye may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine, and the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time.